Hello everyone, this is Katharina and I want to welcome you to our free Alive Energy Healing for today. And our topic for today is healing loss. So I'm sure we all have experienced loss in some way or the other. It could be a loss related to a person, maybe a relationship that ended, or someone passed. It could even be your pet who's passed. Or you might have lost your health or your job. So it really, we're going to work with all these feelings today, because usually when we talk about loss and when I take a look into the energy center of the person I'm working with, that loss is most of the time felt in the heart chakra, right? This is the energy center in the middle of the chest, and when we feel loss, that's usually first very empty and almost like a part of our soul has been ripped out. If the loss is really intense, that's how it can feel, right? And if we have this feeling long enough, it can even feel like we are losing our identity, especially if let's say someone has passed and you were very close to this person, and your whole identity was also wrapped in this relationship. Could have been your husband, your wife, or maybe one of your parents or a friend who was very close. And then when this person passes, it can feel like you have also not just only lost your friend or your spouse or your parent, but you really have feels like you have lost a part of yourself, because your identity was wrapped in that person and this relationship. It's of course the same often with a job. If you're very energetically entangled with a job or with the identity, the feeling like this is me, I'm doing this job, right, and this is who I am, and are you losing this job because maybe you get laid off or company closes or whatever the circumstances are, then it can feel really, really hard, and it can feel like a part of your identity has been taken away from you because you have actually confused that job for who you are. But nevertheless, the pain can feel really real, because it is real, right? And so today we're going to focus on the heart chakra. And I think what I would like to do today, that's the plan for today when I was thinking how can I work with the group today, is I will do an energy healing just on the heart chakra with the group. And then what I'm going to do is we're going to divide in two groups, group A and a group B. And then I will show you how group A can send healing energy to group B, and group B will be the receiver. And then we're going to turn it around. Group A will be the receiver and group B will send healing energy. I've done this once on a call like this. It was sometime last year, I can't really remember, but the feedback was very good and everyone loved it. So I was thinking, because we're working with the heart chakra today, that this would be very, very beneficial. All right, so I would say let's just start. And as, of course, we also just always want to mention that they're a very international group. I just want to let you know from where people are. We have, of course, a lot of people from the U.S. who are always calling in. Thank you so much for your continued support. I really appreciate it. I mean, of course, everyone who calls in. But the U.S. is just the biggest group. And then also Canada, I see, the U.K., and then Vienna, Austria. Great. Okay, so I want you to make yourself comfortable, and you can lie down if you want, or you can sit. Just make yourself comfortable. If you want, you have something ready to play. You can also play relaxing music. A lot of people like that, to do this. And let's start with setting an intention together. And you're going to set the intention first for yourself, and then also for the group. And the intention is to heal the heart from loss and to make the heart whole, to feel whole again, to be whole again. Okay, so one more time, let's close your eyes. Just focus on your own intention to feel whole again inside of your heart. And then also let's set the intention for everyone else on the group, in the group right now, on the call, and then also for people who will listen later, who will listen to the replay. We will include them now in our intention. So please do this with me right now for everyone who listens also later to receive a healing for the heart to feel whole again. Wonderful. Great. Okay, so next thing what I want you to do is to just make sure that your arms and legs are not crossed, so you're in uncrossed or open position. And I'm going to open the field for healing now, and I'm going to place you into this sacred place, a space of healing energy. It's, of course, not my healing energy. It's universal field. And today we will work with a very strong, well, I think it's the strongest healing energy. It's, of course, unconditional love. And that's what we will focus on today. So the first thing what I want you to do is right now is to just try to breathe into the heart and out of the heart. Just make yourself or connect to your heart. To just focus with heart, I mean heart chakra, right in the middle of the chest, not the physical heart, that energy center. And just notice what you're feeling right now. Maybe you feel tension there, or maybe even a pain. Maybe it's numb, or maybe it's open and you feel love. That would be wonderful. But try to not judge it, even if you do not feel love in your heart right now. That's okay, because you're here for that reason. Because of course, when you feel a loss, usually the heart is in pain and it's closed. So just notice right now what you're feeling. And then just make a mental note of how you're feeling right now, because at the end of the session, I will ask you again how you feel. Good. And then just try to relax. I'm going to start now with the healing. Try to go into a receiving mode. Nothing you need to do right now. And we're going to place into the healing stream of consciousness to be cleared and cleansed now completely. From your body, mind, and spirit, and especially from your heart chakra, the energy of loss, that feeling that can hurt so deep it can hurt like you feel like part of you is ripped out. Right? So we're going to ask for these energies to gently but effectively leave your body now, especially your heart chakra. With all that sadness and pain, we're going to ask for this to be cleared and cleansed now from your heart. And for you to release these energies so that the past can be behind you. We're going to ask for all thoughts and feelings like, I can never get over this, to leave now because it's not true. You can heal. And a new life awaits you once you're healed. Which you will. You will be healed. There's always hope. And we're going to now ask for another energy to come in, the energy of unconditional love, to fill your heart again, and especially in these places where it hurts, that are tight, that actually have a hard time letting go. And while this energy runs, I think I need to mention this because I'm just seeing this in the field here. So sometimes when, let's say, someone passes, right? Someone who you loved so much passed. Of course, the worst is if your child passed, right? That's even probably worse than if your spouse passed. But nevertheless, right, if your spouse passed, I know that's a very deep pain too. But what I wanted to say was this, when someone who you loved so deeply has passed, then sometimes you hang on to this pain. You don't want to let go of this pain, even though the pain doesn't feel good. But it's usually something subconscious that you think that when you let go of the pain, you're not connected to that person anymore. But it's actually not the case. It's the opposite. Because when you let go of the pain in the heart, you are open more to feel that love and the connection that you have with this person, even though that person has passed and doesn't have a body anymore. So in spirit, you're still connected. I always say not connected through the energy of pain, but be connected through the energy of love in your heart. And so I just said this, so we have this in the field now. And so that hopefully for you it's a little bit easier to let go. Letting go of the pain now, knowing that when you let go of the past, that you're going to be whole again and that you can choose to be connected to the energy of love in your heart. And that's what we're doing right now. Bringing in the energy of unconditional love, which is a pinkish color. Reminding you of your wholeness in the heart. If you need to cry right now, sometimes that happens. If we do healing, please do so. Don't hold back. It's good. It's a release. If you don't feel anything, or if you just feel a warmth, that's great. Or if you feel nothing, sometimes that can, of course, happen. Just say it's okay now. You will when the time is right. Just trust your body that whatever you feel is just perfect right now. Again, bringing in the energy of unconditional love, reminding you of your wholeness in your heart, reminding you of the connection that you have with yourself through the heart. We're going to bring in the energy of a sentence, I am connected to the heart. I am connected. I'm connected to myself. I'm connected to universe or God. I'm connected to others. I'm connected to the world. Going to remind the soul, again, also of its wholeness. I believe the seat of the soul is the heart. And I do also believe that the soul is always connected, that the soul is always whole. Just sometimes need to remind it. Right now we're reminding it. Allowing the heart to open, to fill itself, to be filled with unconditional love. Open it from the front and the back. Filling the heart with unconditional love. Pinkish color and green. And one more time, putting into the healing stream of consciousness, remaining pain and sadness in the heart. Asking it for it to be completely open now. I am whole. I am open. I am connected. I am loved. Oh yeah, we have to install it. I am loved. I am loved. I am love. I am love. and love. Okay, so we're going to also now bring here in the energy of unconditional love into your aura, the energy around your body, harmonizing the heart and the brain field so that you can connect and be connected to yourself, to feel relaxed, open and peaceful. Fantastic. And now what I want you to do is I want you to focus on the heart again. We're going to do a little bit now of a exercise, so to get you into the space of healing someone else or being healed. And by the way, I said we're going to do this with two groups, right? Group A and Group B. And the way you know in which group you are is very simple. So if your first name starts with an A, so from A to J, you are in group A, A to J. And in group B, you are, if your first name starts from with a K to Z, K to Z, you're in group B. Okay, so, and everyone, I want you now to focus on your heart chakra and breathe in. And breathe out through the heart. You're just imagining breathing in just gently and effortlessly. And breathing out through the heart. Fantastic. And what I want you now to imagine, I want you now to imagine that group A is now, we'll now send healing to group B. And don't worry if you don't know how to do this. I will guide you through. But for this to happen, I want you to imagine, everyone, that everyone who is in group A now builds a circle of people, because we're a lot of people, a circle. And inside, so if you're in group B, you imagine now being inside of this, of that healing circle. So group B is inside. Group A, you're forming a circle. So you can see people inside that circle. Wonderful. And everyone now, please again, focus on the heart. And group B, the only thing you need to do is you're going now into a mode of what I call receiving, right? There's nothing you need to do, but just I want you to really imagine you are in that circle of healing and you're getting all this wonderful healing energy from group A. And I know everyone can do this because at the core, everyone is a healer. In group A, what I want you to do right now is I want you to focus again on your heart. And I want you to imagine a color in your heart. A color that represents healing of the heart for group B. Because we all have the same theme, right? Healing loss. So we're going to focus on healing the heart chakra. So for me, as I said, that would be a pinkish color or maybe a green. But whatever color you see or you intuitively feel that people in group B need, just imagine that color, okay? And there's no wrong answer. And what I want you to do right now with me, I want you now to send that color with an intention. So you're going to set an intention again. Group A, set an intention for healing of the heart for group B. Everyone is in group B. So that's our intention. Let's set this intention, group A, set this now with me. And then I want you to imagine to keep your heart open and send that beautiful healing color to group B with your beautiful intention. And maybe if you can, even feeling the love that you have for these people, even though you don't know them, but maybe you can feel love in your heart and you send that love with that color to group B, knowing that it will be received for healing of the heart. And I'm going to now, we're going to do this now for a few minutes. So just allow that to happen. The trick is always here, allow it to happen. Okay, so don't push it. allow it to happen, and we are very a lot of people, so this is a very strong field. It would be just, this is your time to receive, because I'm standing now with group A in the circle, allowing that beautiful energy to be sent from my heart also to yours. And again, group A, just try to relax. It will happen. You don't know how. It's okay. You don't need to know how. Just focus on opening your heart for group B to heal their soul and their hearts from the feeling of loss. And by the way, by doing that, you're going to get a healing too, because this is usually how it works. Just want to let you know. But we're going to do this now for a few minutes. And maybe you can sense how that field gets bigger and bigger with our intentions, with our love. Stay focused. I'm going to send also the energy now of a sentence to group B. The energy of the sentence is, I am whole. I am whole. In group A, you can do this with me now. Just imagine that every sentence has an energy, right? And a sentence, words are very powerful. So we're going to send the energy of the sentence of I am whole directly into the heart of group B. Very good. All right, group A, you did really, really well. It was fantastic. And now we're going to reverse the roles. So, group B, I hope you're supercharged now from the energy that you got from group A. Okay, we're going to reverse now. So, group A, I want you now to imagine stepping into that circle. All right, so group B, I want you now to imagine you are outside of the circle. You can even imagine holding hands if you want. Just feeling the people around you, all these powerful healers coming together to help everyone in group A. Group A did a fantastic job, and now it's their turn to receive. Okay, so group A, I want you to just relax, open your heart and all cells of your body to receive healing energy now. And group B, I want you to help me, please. Help me now to heal the heart of group A. And what I want you to do right now is group B. I want you to, again, focus just on your heart. And if you can, you just breathe into and breathe in and breathe out through the heart in a gentle way, just becoming aware of that space in your chest. And then I want you to imagine what color is the healing color that you want to send to group A in the sukkah. Again, there's not a wrong answer. It could be any color that intuitively comes to you that you think is going to help, that will help heal the heart of group A. And before you send that beautiful color out, let's set the intention one more time together. Group A, set the intention. Group B, set the intention with me to help heal the heart from loss for everyone who is in group A, so they can feel whole again. That's the intention. Focus on the intention with me right now. And now send through the heart. Allow that beautiful healing energy through the heart of yours to be sent to group A. Everyone now in the group receives. There's so much. See, love is that energy that connects everything in the universe. So when you are open, you have the beautiful heart open. You have so much healing power, and it's just a source that never ends. So everyone in the group will benefit. Just trust that and open your heart now. Allow that energy to flow from the universe, God, nature, whatever word you want to give it, from your heart into the heart of group A to heal them from loss, to make whole again, for joy to return. Allow it to happen without effort. The more you relax, the less you try, the more it will work. Group A, just really open your heart to receiving. Allow that heart to flow over with love through everyone, to everyone in group A, in the middle of our circle. Even better is if you can feel love in your heart right now. Maybe that comes, that your heart is so open that you can feel it. You can really open your heart and feel love. That will benefit you, of course, as well. Now we're going to send the energy of a sentence also to group A. The energy of the sentence of I am whole. See how that energy flows through group A, right directly into the heart. Reminding the heart of its true nature, that it is already whole. Beautiful, beautiful. Looks very good. Okay, so thank you so much. You did both on great group A and group B. And we're coming to the end of this call, but what I would like to do, if someone has a question in regards to this healing, or then you can, of course, if you're on the call right now, you can raise your hand by pressing, let me see, just a second, oh yeah, press star 2 to raise your hand. I'm going to take your call. And if you have a question, or if you would like to share with me what you felt, that would be one. I love getting these feedbacks back. Please also use on the webcast this the Q&A form. That would be great. So I would love to hear if you want to share. I already got some questions here before the event even started, and I'm seeing a lot of people are actually writing in who are experiencing physical pain. So I want you to know that like Hans and Dee and other people here, I want you to know that I got your I got your messages, and I will next month we're gonna do a healing on physical pain, since a lot of people have written in about that. So I'm just going to, there's always a lag time, so it takes a while until I get these questions. And then, in the meantime, so I'm just checking, oh, there are a few people who want to talk to me, that's fantastic. Mike, I'm going to take your call, I'm unmuting you right now. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear Mike? Me? Yes, yeah. I can. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing better after that healing.
Oh, good. Fantastic.
I could really feel the energy in my heart. That was very powerful. And I actually felt it more when I was giving than I was receiving. I gave first, and then it really came on really strong. But then I kind of just relaxed into the receiving part. But it was beautiful. But thank you very much for the call.
Oh, thank you so much. And I love getting that feedback. Yes, you know, when you do a healing, I've noticed this when people do this in the group setting, then you will always get a healing too. And I think it's neat if we do it like that, if we come together with the same intention, with the same issue, so then you get the same energy right back that you're sending out. So thank you so much for participating and for sharing your experience with us. That's wonderful.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you.
Take good care. Thanks.
Yes, you too.
Okay, so there are two other people. I don't know. I have a call, but I don't know. It doesn't show a name or city, but it ends in 365. Number ends in 365. So I'm going to take that call. I don't know who's there. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, hello, who's there?
My name is Hans Schrebers. Good day.
Good day. How are you today?
Feeling well. I had a question. You say that we're all whole, right?
Yes, that's my belief.
In what
yes.
respect? Because I feel immediately taught about the gender things and all that kind of stuff. So how does that work?
I think I didn't understand the question. What did you feel?
You still have a gender, right? So then are you completely whole or are you separate?
Are you saying I have the connection is so bad that I have an agenda? Is that what you said?
No. You have a gender role, right?
Oh,
you have
agenda. Okay.
Body.
Yeah. Okay.
I just thought I thought a little bit louder. Can you hear me correct now?
I hear it. I understand. So gender, yes. I don't believe that this has anything to do with gender, because what I'm talking about, I mean, this is my belief, right? I'm talking about the level of the soul. And from my perspective and my understanding, the soul is always connected to what we can call universe, or other people say God, that is complete and perfect, right? So we do have access to that energy, which has nothing to do with our physical bodies. It's more of the energy of the soul. And of course, sometimes we can feel like we're not whole, especially when we have had loss. But because then the heart chakra is not open. But when we open again and can feel a connection to something greater, then I think it's a reminder. Am I making sense?
You do. Thank you.
Oh, okay, great. Thanks so much for. And how did you like the the healing?
Sending was stronger than receiving.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. Yes. Thanks so much for your participation. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you too.
Okay, take good care. Bye.
You.
All right. So I'm gonna. This is great. So, let's see. I'm gonna take someone else. Whatcom County? Did I get this right? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes,
hi.
Who's there?
Hi. Hi, this is Henry.
Hi, Henry. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for the healing.
Oh, wonderful. What did you experience, or do you have a question?
I had a question.
Sure.
I am curious how to continue to carry this through my week or my month, if there might be an image or a mantra. I'm just curious.
Okay, yes. You know, you can definitely work with symbols, images. So what you, for example, what you could do is when I send, so tomorrow I'm going to send out the replay and you could do this, the healing again, and then you can ask yourself, okay, so when I receive or when I send out, it really doesn't matter, but when you just are in this space where you can feel like complete or whole in your heart or you feel that love, you can ask your subconscious mind to give you an image or a symbol. It could be really anything from a circle to, I don't know, a tree or a, it doesn't
nice.
Really matter, color, right? And so,
uh-huh.
But it should be something that comes from your subconscious mind. And when you ask your subconscious mind, just trust that whatever you receive, it could be receiving through something that you feel or that you hear or that you actually see. And then just trust that this image or symbol is very powerful and will remind you of that feeling that you're having and that energy. And then throughout the day, you can connect to that symbol by just thinking of it.
That's fantastic.
Okay.
Already have that image and feeling. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for participating. And hopefully you're going to join next month again. That would be great.
Absolutely. I'm glad that you're back.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm glad I'm back too. Thank you. Thank you, Henry. Have a good rest of the day.
Me too. Thanks, Katarina.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So one thing that I also wanted to say is that I've mentioned this in previous calls, but I have a podcast on my website. So you just go on that podcast tab and then search for the very first episode. It is called How to Bring Your Body into Healing Mode. It's another way of working with the heart chakra. And so also, Henry, if you're still listening, you could also do this. But really, everyone who wants to keep that good positive energy going. Great. So I'm just going to check the questions. And oh, a lot of people have written. As I said, lots of people writing about chronic pain. I'm going to do this next month. Vagica, I'm sorry for the loss that you lost your dog. I know it's so hard, right? They're like our companions. And Kim writes, absolutely wonderful and very powerful. Great, thank you so much, Kim. I'm very happy that you enjoyed it. Okay, everyone. I think this is it for today. It was really lovely connecting with you. Please send in your suggestion again for, you know, the coming months. And also what I would love to hear from you, do you like this type of format that I'm going to start the healing and then we're going to do the group healing? If you do, please let me know because I love it. Personally, I really love it. So you can be in the receiving end, but you can also be a healer, right? And so let me know if you like that and we can do this next time as well. Okay. So wish you a wonderful rest of the day or rest of the evening. I'm going to go to bed right now because I'm in Austria and it's late. And I look forward to connecting with you next month. Take good care. Much love and bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.